Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hey there, if you're listening to this and you support us on Patreon, you can hear it via the Patreon page ad-free. You're listening to Sound Opinions, and this week we're thrilled to have our crate digger, Chris Kringle, a.k.a. Andy Serzan, with us for our holiday spectacular. Welcome, Andy.
Hey, how's everybody doing? Happy holidays.
We're once again together in the dining room at my house. People who aren't familiar, you are a talent buyer for Jam Productions, one of the few remaining independent concert promoters in the United States. And in your spare time, you love to dig deep for Christmas discoveries. And this year, we're going to start with a little more conventional. We did Rock and Pop Christmas, 2013?
Yep.
And this year, you thought, let's play stuff that isn't necessarily buried 25 feet underground.
Yeah, I mean, we kind of rolled through the rock classics by the band Cheap Trick, Kinks. We covered the template of what I thought were the greatest rock Christmas songs ever. And now this year I wanted to play a couple that are flying under radar that people might not have heard, just to kind of give them a new take on how deep that well is. It's not all mainstream pop artists trying to sell a million records because they forgot how to write songs and stuff. So
yeah.
Some of the tracks we're going to play in a little bit, I think, are really neat additions that have come out over the last couple of years.
Why don't we roll into this in a second, Andy? Rock and Pop Christmas. But what is the first track we're going to hear?
Okay, this is a really rare one. It came out on a limited edition 500 copy 45. It's called Christmas on Earth, and it's by a group called Marching Church. And their vocalist is the lead singer of the band Ice Age, who I really love.
Oh, yeah.
And this track is one of the most amazing new Christmas rock-based songs that I've heard in quite a while. So here's Marching Church, Christmas on Earth.
They don't know where they're at. I believe in gift giving. We gave the utmost of all. I commit my crimes in a different time. Now I'm taking back it all. It's cold outside and I'm passing by. Gas stations light up the night. And it's Christmas on Earth. It's Christmas on Earth. It's Christmas on Earth. Yeah, it's Christmas on Earth. It's Christmas. It's Christmas. It's Christmas on Earth. Lost custody to the chain. I deserve to see my kids. We'll
This is the Sound Opinions Holiday Spectacular.
Christmas is coming soon.
jingle bells, Christmas is coming soon.
You're listening to the 2021 Sound Opinions Holiday Spectacular with Andy Surzan. Andy, this was we were swinging back to pop and rock this year for a bit. Tell us what we just heard.
The song's called Cardboard Christmas Boxes, and it's a kind of melancholy song about the holidays, about acknowledging that we're all not on the same wavelength financially and in lifestyles and whatnot. And it's about the people that are like struggling at Christmas and making sure that attention gets paid to them as well. And it's by a songwriter named Alan Hole, who was part of a 70s UK band called Lindisfarne, and it's off a comp called Midwinter. And if you ever see it, it's worth picking up.
That's Lindisfarne, a pretty good prog rock band.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was the lead singer for that band. He wrote a lot of their material, but that song just kicks butt, I think, anyway. And in the middle, we heard from one of my favorite bands, consistently great throughout their whole career, Blitzen Trapper. That one's called Christmas is Coming Soon, and it's a 2003 holiday tune that they wrote, and I just loved it. And
we have to insert the Small World story here, Andy. Our ace producer, Andrew Gill, his brother Daniel, works in the music world, is a publicist and a champion of great obscure bands, and Blitzen Trapper had recorded that and put it out, and then Daniel Gill put it out on a Christmas compilation of his own.
Well done, sir.
Andrew didn't even slip you a 10 for that. This is Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
Coming up, more unexpected holiday recordings from the collection of our very own Chris Kringle, Andy Surzan. That's in a minute on Sound Opinions.
Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island has been brewing award-winning beers in Chicago that are inspired by this city. Take 312 Lemonade Shandy, Tropical Beer Hug Double IPA, and a rotating series of hazy IPAs only available in Chicago. You know, every time we go down to Goose Island, there's another one that they're pushing on us.
That's right.
They're all good.
Absolutely. And what supporters of musical culture, you know, in the city of Chicago and elsewhere, if you go to a show in Chicago and you see that Goose Island sign, you know you're in good hands. They're music fans as well as great beer makers at Goose Island, so we're really proud to be associated with them.
The Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer.
Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island's been brewing beers in the spirit of Chicago.
You can find IPAs, Lemonade Shandy, and limited releases in-store or at one of Goose's venues in Chicago. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer. Welcome back to Sound Opinions. I'm Jim DeRogatis. My partner is Greg Kot. And once a year, we turn over the show to our friend, our Kris Kringle, our Christmas elf, Andy Surzan, who plays not Christmas music you'd expect. Andy, my heart broke a little bit because you almost considered this year, it's been a tough 2 years. Last year, you were on Zoom with us, almost considered not doing your Christmas mix this year. But then you got inspired.
That's true. I had to be honest with myself. You know, I didn't feel like I had the right material to do a Holiday Obscura mix. I didn't feel like I was motivated to do one. I didn't know. You know, you just don't know how like wound up the people want to get around the holidays. Still, we're coming out of a strange days.
And we are.
And so I just started thinking, well, I'm either not going to do anything or I'm going to do something that I really wanted to do for a long time, and that is just kind of go down my own path and not think about having to try to entertain people if that's what I was actually doing rather than disturbing people. So it just sort of came to me in years past, 1 year I did an all jazz mix where not a single word was spoken on the entire thing, and people seemed to really dig that. And then I did a soul comp 1 year, and I did a hillbilly music comp. And so one of the things that I had access to this year was my friend John Seba from Logan Hardware Records, who's like a world-class crate digger, got a hold of me one day and basically said, hey, this guy just came into the shop and he had a bunch of really strange-looking, like 50s, 60s Latin American holiday records, and they kind of look like they'd be right up your alley, you know, if you want to swing by.
And nobody else's, yeah. Just Andy's.
Who else would appreciate
them? But then I thought of you, and it's like, I got them for cheap, and it's like, yeah, I'll come by there, John. I'll see you. And I went over there, and I picked the records up, and he goes, just take them all home and check them out. And I was like, okay, cool. I wasn't expecting much, and I get home, and I put them on, and I was just like, oh, my God. This is just unbelievable. And I literally felt like I stumbled upon a whole world that was never, you know, would have never been possible without this interaction with John. I know none of these records ever got released outside of the backwaters of the Caribbean and Central American countries. And in fact, the title of most of them loops into the word Borinquen. And Borinquen is old school Puerto Rican. It's the legacy of the origin people from that world, and there's a significant amount of pride in Puerto Rico for that whole thing. Like you'll occasionally, what I'll hear is you'll find people saying, "Oh, are you Puerto Rican? No, I'm Borinquen." You know, that's like saying I'm a OG.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and this is the music that they appreciate. It's the backcountry music. It's folk music. There's no electric instruments in any of it. And again, you know, you can make up your own mind. We're going to play it anyway, whether you like it or not. And this was the basis for my mix this year. And when I got done, I was really proud of it. It kind of is more like a Nonesuch Explorer sort of adventure.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Than any sort of thing that we normally would do. But I'm grateful that I get to put it out there in the world. I sent a copy of it to my friends on my list, and now we're going to play a few tracks from it, I guess.
What are we leading off with?
Okay, so I'm going to butcher these titles because I was just telling the guys, you know, I go to Latin America quite a bit. I've been all over down there, but it takes me a few days before I can order anything but a beer. So the first track is called Parachanga de Navidad, and it's by a group called Los Mamarachos. And that roughly translates to Christmas rhythm song.
Mm.
The next one is El Nacimiento del Messiah, obviously the Messiah's birth, by a singer by the name of La Calandria. The third one is called Delechan el Rebito, which translates into I Want the Tail of the Christmas Pig.
All right.
And what a great title, right?
A delicacy, I'm sure.
That is great.
You know, one of the things I've noticed in a lot of the artwork for some of this stuff is there's always a pig on the queue, you know, so that's part of the tradition down there. And that's by a band, just mind-bending band called Trio Alegres Dominicanos. And, you know, we can back announce the other tracks, but here's a five-track sampler of my mix this year called Navidades en Veracruz.
Comadre Pancha, si hagan una fiesta que te rombotao. Me han dicho que están pachangueando con cuatro guitarras, con güiro y tambora y el mayagüezano tocando batería. Que viva la alegría, que vive el vacilón, que viene el mamarracho tocando el acordeón.
Viva, viva la alegría, viva, viva el vacilón. Viva, viva la pachanga, pachanga con acordeón. Viva, viva la pachanga, viva, viva el vacilón. Porque viene el mamarracho tocando el acordeón.
De la comadre Pancha, si hagan una fiesta que te rombotao. Me han dicho que están pachangueando con cuatro guitarras, con güiro y tambora y el mayagüezano tocando batería. Que viva la alegría, que vive el vacilón, que viene el mamarracho tocando el acordeón.
Viva, viva la alegría, viva, viva el vacilón. Viva, viva la pachanga, pachanga con acordeón. Viva.
This is the Sound Opinions Holiday Spectacular.
y un año viejo se va.
Preparen los lechuguitos, que la fiesta se amará. Quiero cenar con mi esposa, con mi papi y mi mamá. Quiero cenar con mi esposa, con mi papi y mi mamá.
Dios bendiga mi raza, lo pido con devoción. Dios le eche la bendición a los sueños de la casa.
Paren los lechoncitos, que la fiesta se armará. Quiero cenar con mi esposa, con mi papi y mi mamá. Quiero cenar con mi esposa, con mi papi y mi mamá.
Me gustan los pastelitos calientitos de verdad, para el amor de mi nena caramba no gusta más.
Is the Sound Opinions Holiday Spectacular.
Oígame, compañero Antonio, lo que le voy a contar, el lío que en esta fiesta hay, se me va a formar. Oígame, me espera Carmela, no pasa tan bien. Yo no sé qué hacer en la Navidad. Una viala por aquí y otra por allá. ¡Qué lío! ¡Qué lío! Una por aquí, la otra por allá.
Listening to the 2021 Sound Opinions Holiday Spectacular with Andy Serzo.
Cantando esta cadena, ¡ay, yeah! estas cadenas. En Navidades saludamos a todas las amistades. Saludamos a todas, ay, las amistades.
Yo te acompañaré en tus cadenas. Yo te acompañaré en tus cadenas. Para que todos gocen en Nochebuena. Para que todos gocen en Aguas Buenas.
A todos mis amores, ay, que son docenas. A todos mis amores, que son docenas. El viejo sigue adelante en sus cadenas. El viejo sigue adelante, ay, en sus cadenas.
Yo a mi gente le digo que estoy en pena. Yo a mi gente le digo que estoy entera. Que me esperen solito en Aguas Buenas. Que me esperen solito, paguen en Aguas Buenas.
Termino esta cadena, hay ritmo caliente. Termino esta cadena, ritmo caliente. Que pasen feliz año toda mi gente. Que pasen feliz año, ay, toda mi gente.
Adiós le digo a todo en la Santilla. Adiós le digo a todo en la Santilla. Que me guarden lechón, chuito, con morcilla. Que me guarden lechón, chuitín, cuajo y morcilla.
A five-track sampler of Andy's Navidades en Barracón.
People are like, honey, something's wrong with the radio.
No, you know, I had to twist your arm to play this. This music brings me joy and happiness and sun. It is 10 degrees in Chicago. These have been difficult days. It's gray and horrible, and the sun shined with that music, Andy. Right. Am I laying it on, Greg? No.
Ry Cooder goes to Havana, you know, and comes back with a Buena Vista Social Club record, you know. That's what Andy did when he went to that record store.
Oh, it's
no,
great.
It's cool. I mean, you know, I've been to Puerto Rico a few times, and you go to the old districts and stuff, and you hear this kind of stuff being played in the bars and streets, street corners, and it's beautiful. The virtuoso musicianship, I would add, you know. It's not just your run-of-the-mill bar band kind of stuff. It's these guys are really skilled at what they do.
Yeah, I should mention, I think most of these, I can't really tell, but I think most of these are recorded in the 50s and 60s.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely that thing where there's like one microphone hanging in the middle of the room and they're all around it, or they're even on the street and some guy's just rolling, you know.
As long as the pig is on the barbecue, they can record anywhere.
I would say that was obviously a really important part of the whole thing, you know, like what do we have, turkey or ham or whatever?
Yeah.
So not that different, really.
No. All right, Andy, we set up the first three. What are the last two tracks we heard there?
Okay, the last track was Cardomos Navideñas, and that roughly translates, as best I can translate it, to Christmas Chains, like what holds us back at Christmas. And it's by Chuto Bayaman y La Calandria, a female vocalist that's just got a set of pipes like nobody's business. And the track before that was Que Lío en la Navidad by Trio Vega Bajeno. And that translates, in my best ability to translate, as What a Mess Christmas Is.
Oh, I don't think it was messy at all. That set brought me much joy.
Well done. If you have a nomination for a great neglected Christmas tune, listeners, let us know in our Facebook group or in our Patreon community.
Better be as good as Andy's, though.
Well, absolutely. It's a high standard. Or leave us a voice message on our website, soundopinions.org. Andy's going to play his final set of lesser-known holiday songs after a short break on Sound Opinions.
Remember in 2018 when Border Patrol separated thousands of refugee kids from their parents, deported those parents back to their home countries, and kept the kids in the United States? Believe it or not, 6 years later, there are still hundreds of families who have not yet been reunited.
Though we as a community may feel hopeless at times, we recently learned about an organization called Al Otro Lado, which works to reunify families. They provide holistic legal and humanitarian support to refugees, deportees, and other migrants in the U.S. and Tijuana through a multidisciplinary, client-centered, harm reduction-based practice.
Since 2018, they've reunited over 100 refugee families ripped apart by the zero-tolerance policy of the previous administration. Once reunited, Al Otro Lado helps each family find legal representation, housing, and the counseling they need in order to heal and get back on their feet.
Imagine having your child ripped from your arms and never knowing when you would see them again. We can't let family separations go on. If you're like us and believe that all families belong together, then join us supporting Al Otro Lado and donate today.
You can find the link to donate to Al Otro Lado in the description of this episode, or go to gum.fm/charity and donate today. That's gum.fm/charity.
You can also consider volunteering with the organization, which offers opportunities that are both in-person and virtual. The best way to get involved is by filling out an application on their website, alotrolado.org/volunteer.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back to Sound Opinions. I'm Greg Kot with Jim DeRogatis. This week is our annual holiday spectacular, an annual tradition, I might add, on Sound Opinions. Our very own Christmas elf, Andy Serzan, is with us once again playing holiday music you wouldn't find anywhere else. Andy, what are you going to cue up for this next segment?
This next set, we're going to explore another sort of obscure sidebar to the Christmas music story. And this one's coming out of South Korea, a set by a band called the He Five that I stumbled across and off of a record they made called Merry Christmas Psychedelic.
Oh, yeah.
And I guarantee this is going to be a left-hand turn for a lot of people. But if I had to describe these guys, I would be like, it's sort of like a psychedelic version of the Ventures or something. It's the first couple tracks are instrumental tracks, just with the guitar taking the melody line, and they're classics of Christmas. They're ubiquitous Christmas songs. Well, they start with Here Comes Santa Claus, and then they go into Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, but I guarantee their versions no one could have ever imagined. Real garage psyche, late 60s sort of sound, and the OG K-pop, right?
These are the K-pop.
This is the real stuff.
Grandfather.
Yeah, this is the real stuff. And at the
Andy, the cover image you sent and the music, I mean, where did this one, how did this one come to you?
I can't get into my...
I cannot reveal my sources.
Yeah. Too many other guys make Christmas mixes. A very competitive business.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
No, but we're going out here with a really deep set.
Well, if you think the first two tunes are a little bit out there, wait till you hear their version of Auld Lang Syne.
Mm.
It's just so over the top and out of control that I don't understand how it eluded me for so many decades. But I got it now. So we're going to listen to it. And this is a set of tunes off Merry Christmas Psychedelic album by the He Five. Came out in 1969. Some South Korean psych pop Christmas garage. Who knows? But here it comes. Thank you.
listening to the 2021 Sound Opinions Holiday Spectacular with Andy Surzan.
This is the Sound Opinions Holiday Spectacular.
Thank you. a heat ride. Yeah. And I would like to introduce one of my members, Mr. Jerry Cryer. On guitar. Come on, Mr. Jerry. Come on. Mr. Charles.
The He Five, Merry Christmas, Psychedelic. I love that. I love it. Wouldn't you want to hang with those guys?
I don't think so.
I would. I would love to.
I'm pretty good at not hanging with too many musicians.
I would love to do Korean barbecue with that gang. You know?
Yeah, I don't know. That guy. Listen to how wound up he is on that last track.
I know, but I hope they're all alive and well.
Me too.
16 spectaculars with Andy at Christmas, and I can't wait till the 17th, Andy.
And can you guys track, like, how many people turn the radio off at what point during the show?
Andy, we're going to go out with one more tune, one more part of a tune, and it's something super special.
I think so. I'm a huge Brian Wilson fan, and he was one of the architects of contemporary pop music. Recently, there's been a huge interest in reissuing a lot of the Beach Boys outtakes and stuff, because they recorded three times as much stuff as ever made it onto the records. And one of the things that I came across was a song called Christmas Eve, an all-orchestral song that Brian wrote and was orchestrated, obviously, and played probably by the creme de la creme of the L.A. studio guys. And it just knocked me out as far as how amazing it was. And it also knocked me out that it hadn't seen the light of day since 1964, but now it's with us, so we're going to listen to a little bit of it on the outro, and I'd like to thank you guys for letting me come over and play my crazy music again. And
well, thank you.
I enjoyed it.
Our pleasure, Andy.
And Merry Christmas, Andy. Well, we made it through another Christmas Spectacular. Greg, what do we have on the show next week?
Next week, Jim, this year was the 50th anniversary of Carole King's Tapestry, and we're going to do a deep dive, a classic album dissection.
For more sound opinions, listen to our podcast wherever you find such things. The views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this program belong solely to Sound Opinions and not necessarily to Columbia College Chicago or our sponsors. Thanks, as always, to our Patreon supporters. Sound Opinions is produced by Andrew Gill, Alex Claiborne, our associate producer Sol Delgadillo, and our intern Mary Bernthal. Our social media consultant is Katie Cott.